arguments that claim this court is the removal of proceedings and the government does not approve this argument of the drug substance is the function of the federal funding as the initial taking of the business of the drugs. We need more measures to play with the commission. It's by essentially removing the secondary business function. Once it's gone, the union is funding the BIA and the office. The main question is that you are missing an attorney's order that you said you're going to be accepting an attorney. The court said it's not your primary for the drug substance. So there's also a special about this court funding continuing from the federal government and later moving to the court of this drug transfer. So this is the kind of thing that I presume will be used, but I think if it's in this case, stretch the concept of where those are decided or convening, even if it's many years later, the time in which it's going to be called, this is a function of the court of claims. If this is a digitizing, I'm sorry, the funding sessions, if I may ask that, you see that in your argument, there's a very funny, that it doesn't address the time limitation from that. And then the BIA decision is a story for us, so we're going to need to make an interaction decision. So the second position is, if a mission is called the attorney's office, and so really it's a separate problem, then you don't use the first problem to get the information, you mean it's a secondary funding. You have to have a conversation with your own body, it wasn't right, and you have to stop doing that. One of the categorical, the reason the obvious, and they say they do call it to deem the drug primary substance, yet subsequently it means the court of the same facts, the same conditions, the same documented conditions, so I think this fits an exception to the deem limitations of the court. Yes.
Good morning. My name is Howard. My name is Craig Hall from the Bureau of Annotation and Journal. This petition for review is straightforward, despite the complex procedural background and despite the numerous arguments about the 1992 convention. It's straightforward for these unfortunate reasons. The first one is that it is unquestionably untimely. And the second one is that there is also no dispute that it is intended and limited exceptions to the time limitations. There is an applicable exception. The motion is essentially not before the Northwest Immigration Judge. So despite the original proceedings, she declined to do so in this court. It's my jurisdiction to review the only discretionary determination.
How do you know this is our decision?
The decision in the earlier appeal, the 2006, was true.
Yes, okay, thank you.
That decision applied to the 2006 removal order. And that was a separate removal order and a separate proceeding. And what he's seeking to do is this 1992 deportation proceedings. For something for last year, however, the issue of proposition to be public, he asked same parties, he didn't have to say, I can do issue. In the 2006 order, the removability was contested, so the immigration judge and the board went to modify categorical approach. This court reviewed it and said, you cannot rely on that. And then some court proceedings on the model time hearing said there was no removability ground also established. In the 1992 proceeding, he Ms. Perez admitted to the Geneva Convention, admitted to the planning phase of his proceedings to his convention. And under this court's case law, you can rely on the immigration judge or can rely on his admissions and apply some of them. Or she had a different set of facts, you have a lot more based on it. And the mission during the plea phase, you have another one where it was contested. You also have a
security or to persuade that immigration assistance on your own was merited in this case. But the appellate condition was infirm because it was a lot of the categorical approach that was sufficient to that immigration change.
It does not change anything.
It's different.
When an alien admits to special allegations, and all those special allegations are not to be included in court, even if it's a matter of case of deportability or not, that is sufficient. We do not need to get into qualifying categorical approach. And I think the point is, I think the question that you just put in front of us, I mean, it's a crime. The conviction was confirmed by the Senate, and the Federal Constitution does not change the infirmity of the conviction, so it doesn't qualify.
Right.
I can see what you're saying.
Your Honor, what's the case?
You're saying the conviction is confirmed, and the Senate is not convicted.
What is the conviction?
Any percent of the infirm conviction is not to be. I think what has occurred is that the 1992 deportation order was valid at the time it was issued. And it remained valid, and in fact, the valid is what's in it. I guess I'm going to look at this as how I wrote it. If there were one slightly famous phrase for the proceedings of this day, then the substance of the charge was put forth against them. You've got the same documents. The conditions of the law. So that for next court proceedings under the September bond decision will be considered a reliable document. And we will be able to make the links from the consumer complaint or the charging document to that to say, yeah, you put it guilty to count one under Section 11352, and then it was not okay, so we have to file substance. It's a lot of work to do on this. Over time, from